This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Hello, this is Natalie Pinchem, and I will be reading summaries of articles on oncology and vascular disorders published by the Journal of Neurosurgery on August 29, 2014. Tumor location and IDH1 mutation may predict intraoperative seizures during awake craniotomy. A clinical article by Tal Gonen and colleagues. This study describes a previously unreported association between tumor location in the SMA region and the occurrence of intraoperative seizures during awake craniotomy. Patients with tumors located in the SMA region have an increased risk of developing intraoperative seizures compared to patients with tumors located in other brain regions. The IDH1 mutation was more common in SMA region tumors compared to other brain areas, and most of the patients who experienced intraoperative seizures harbored an IDH1 mutation. This information can be incorporated into the preoperative preparation and intraoperative management of patients in whom an awake craniotomy is planned. Timing and nature of in-house postoperative events following uncomplicated elective endovascular aneurysm treatment. A clinical article by Eric Arias and co-authors. Understanding what risks of complications occur in the hours after uncomplicated endovascular aneurysm repair, as well as their timing and frequency, is important for determining what to look for after these cases, and how long to monitor patients. The authors performed a retrospective review of their experience with 501 patients undergoing a total of 687 endovascular procedures for the treatment of intracranial aneurysms. Their practice is to observe patients after the procedure in the ICU for 24 hours before discharge. 27 postoperative events occurred after 678 uncomplicated procedures. 20 of these 27 events were noted in the first 4 hours after awakening. These included 1 hemorrhage, 4 ischemic strokes, 4 cardiac events, 2 retroperitoneal hematomas, and 9 groin hematomas requiring further observation. 4 events occurred between 4 and 12 hours after the endovascular procedure. 3 occurred more than 12 hours after the procedure, but before discharge home. These events consisted of 2 minor hemorrhages, manifesting as headache only, 2 mild ischemic strokes that required no intervention, and 3 clinically asymptomatic retroperitoneal hemorrhages that were managed with observation only. The authors concluded that close monitoring, including cardiac telemetry, for patients after uncomplicated endovascular aneurysm intervention is required for at least 4 hours. Continued observation after 4 hours may be performed in a less resource-intensive environment. Increased rate of positive penicillin skin tests among patients with glioma. Insights into the association between allergies and glioma risk. A clinical article by Sheng Han and co-workers. Allergies are inversely associated with glioma risk. However, previous studies have focused on respiratory and food allergies, and little information is available regarding drug allergies. This study evaluated the results of the penicillin skin test and blood eosinophil counts in a large population of patients with glioma compared with non-tumor controls to provide clues to the relationship between drug allergies and glioma risk. In contrast to the previously reported relationship between allergy and glioma, in the present study, a significantly higher percentage of positive penicillin skin tests and higher eosinophil counts were found in patients with glioma compared with non-tumor controls. These results suggested a complex relationship between allergies and glioma development. Reducing costs while maintaining quality in endovascular neurosurgical procedures, a clinical article by Osama Kashlan and colleagues. At 17.6% of gross domestic product in 2010, the US spends 1.5 times as much as any other country on healthcare without a corresponding improvement in many quality measures. The unsustainability of this model makes it increasingly important to evaluate means of reducing costs while continuing to provide high-quality medical care. At the University of Michigan, 3 simple policy changes were implemented to address procedure-related costs of performing neurointerventional procedures. In this study, the authors sought to evaluate the effect of these 3 simple policy changes and were surprised to find that these changes allowed for more than $300,000 in estimated annual savings without compromising patient care or changing clinician practice. Thank you for listening. The JNS mobile app is now available in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just search for JNSPG to download the app for your mobile device today. For more information on how to submit your research to the Journal of Neurosurgery, please visit thejns.org and click on Info for Authors.